Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Feeling lost? Try this today. If I asked you a question, in a year's time, what do you want to be doing, feeling, and experiencing? What would your answer be? It is a relatively simple question, yet it's a question that could stop you in your tracks. It may even make you feel quite emotional. You might feel a sense of excitement if you're on your path and you know where your journey is going. Anticipating that can be really exciting. But perhaps you have a sense of loss, or maybe you tear up a little because you just don't know. You have no idea how to answer that question. It is really common for women at a certain age and stage of life to feel this sense of loss. Perhaps you've been enjoying working and juggling your family and work life, but something tipped you over the edge and you're just not happy anymore. You feel lost in the busyness of it and you're wondering what next. Or perhaps you gave up your career for your family and you've loved supporting them, being there for them, and it's been rewarding. But when you think about the future, you wonder if there isn't more you ought to be doing. What is that something? Wondering leaves you feeling lost. As women, and especially as mothers, we get lost in the sheer busyness of life. We focus on the immediate tasks, our to-do list, rather than looking ahead at what we really want to be doing, feeling, and experiencing. Frankly, we forget who we are. We lose our sense of self. We have no idea what we're even good at. Except, of course, for being a great mum. But then we ask ourselves, who would want these skills? It is easy to get lost in your family. Being someone's mum, someone's partner, someone's sister, someone's daughter. But who are you really? Without that strong sense of self, without that core knowledge of what you want to be doing, feeling, and experiencing, without knowing the path you're on, it can leave you with a loss of confidence. You can't see how special you are. You can't see your truly unique skills. You think you're the same as everyone else. Perhaps you even feel a bit worthless. Feeling lost isn't always a bad thing, not if you use it as a sign that you're ready to start exploring and leading the second act of your life. Start exploring what that next phase is going to look like. Use that feeling of loss to understand what your leap looks like. So start today. Make a list of all your skills and experiences. List absolutely everything you can think of. Ask your family, ask your friends, anyone. What do they see as your skills? Then grab a pretty pen or a highlighter and mark the ones that are your strengths. Now don't be shy. I want you to feel really proud of all you can do and know that you do it well. And stop judging what you've written down. And definitely don't assume it's something everyone else does well. When you're ready, ask yourself, which are your key strengths? What are your top two or three strengths? Which ones do you want to use more in your life? How do they show up for you? To identify your leap, you need to be really clear on your strengths. Use them to inform your life. What do you want to be doing, feeling, and experiencing? How do your strengths support you? When you're clear on what that looks like, you are ready to lead your second act. Now, a little word of caution. You're not answering this for the rest of my life. You're answering this for now, a year from now. What makes sense? We always try and overcomplicate things and then we never make any progress. So just focus on the here and now. What makes sense? I have a free strengths assessment that might help you with this. You can download that. What am I good at? Go to theleaptolead.com/guide and I'll put the link in the show notes. But now that you've got the clarity of your strengths and you know how you want to use them, this is when you create your action plan. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm all about taking action. There's no point reflecting if you're not going to take action. So work out, what do you need to do today? What do you need to do tomorrow? What do you need to do next week? Make it a reality for yourself. Put it in your diary. Make time for it. Make time for yourself. You are your most important project. If this sounds like something you want to explore further with me in a private one-on-one conversation, I invite you to book a call with me. Let's connect. Let's talk about your situation and how you can change it. This is a completely free call. There is no obligation. Simply allow me the opportunity to support you. Book your call at calendly.com/theleaptolead/coaching. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. But do the reflection and take action. I'll see you next week.